USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After closed testimony to a Senate panel yesterday, longtime personal lawyer for President Trump, Michael Cohen, will publicly testify at a House hearing today. Cohen is expected to say that Trump knew that political advisor Roger Stone was aware of WikiLeaks' plans to release damaging emails about Hillary Clinton's campaign. Cohen's opening statement says he was in the room with then-candidate Trump when he took a call from Stone on speakerphone about it. In Vietnam, to meet with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, the president tweets this morning, Cohen is, quote, lying in order to reduce his prison time. As the president prepares for the second summit with North Korea's leader, he's thanking Vietnam for hosting it.
We both felt very good about having this very important summit in Vietnam because you really are an example as to what can happen.
And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The Democratic-led House trying to block President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border as a resolution of disapproval passed the House by a vote of 245 to 182 yesterday, but it faces an uncertain future in the Republican-controlled Senate, and regardless, President Trump will veto it if it gets to him, and an override is unlikely. Top execs from seven pharmaceutical companies testified before the Senate Finance Committee yesterday, grilled on raising drug prices. The Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley talking about it later.
Partly satisfied with the answers, but the more important thing is they all admitted there needed to be some changes made. There wasn't as much finger pointing to others as I thought there would be, and they made a commitment to work with us.
Senator Grassley speaking there on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. You can find us not just on the radio, but also online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A bill advancing in the Kentucky State House that would ban abortions if the reason was race, gender, or disability of the fetus. The bill passed yesterday by a wide margin after sometimes emotional debate and objections from some House members who claim it's unconstitutional. House Bill 5 is one of six bills pending in the Republican-controlled General Assembly in Kentucky intending to eliminate or restrict abortion. Cardinal George Pell is now in jail for sexually abusing children. The 77-year-old cardinal was convicted last December of five child sex offenses. He'll be sentenced in March, but was taken into custody earlier today after his bail was unexpectedly revoked. Pell was found guilty of sexually abusing two choir boys when he was Archbishop of Melbourne, Australia, in the late 1990s. He faces up to 50 years in prison. Pell, the highest-ranking Catholic clergyman convicted of sexually abusing kids. And Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch is on sale and has been for years, but now the asking price for the late pop star's Southern California estate has been reduced by 70% from $100 million in 2015 down to $31 million now. The agent selling the property says the price was reduced because of mudslides and wildfires that have affected the region near Santa Barbara. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.